Fox News Alert. The marathon is over. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The battle for a Speaker of the House is finally over, with Republican Kevin McCarthy winning the gavel. It took an amazing 15 ballots that stretched from Tuesday until early Saturday morning.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's victory came after he was just one vote shy on the 14th ballot. But on the 15th and final round, six Republican holdouts voted present, allowing McCarthy to secure the speakership with just 216 votes. McCarthy telling reporters after his win,
"Really what most people will write about or feel is the outcome of how well we'll run the floor for the next 2 years."
The late-night ordeal delayed expected votes on a rules package, which will govern how the House operates for the next 2 years. That will now happen Monday. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
California residents get a brief reprieve from the multiple atmospheric river storms that hammered much of the state and left at least two dead. But more Pacific storms are lined up to blast the state again, starting this weekend and extending through the week. The Biden administration gets behind the jobs report, which shows hiring and wage growth cooled in December, signals the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes may be working to tame inflation. White House economic policy advisor Jared Bernstein tells Fox News,
"We're talking today about an unemployment rate of 3.5%. That's close to a 50-year low. We're looking at job gains in December to December, the president's second year in office, 4.5 million. That's the second highest year on record of job gains. By the way, the first highest year was his first year in office."
Employers added 223,000 jobs last month. Another Mega Millions drawing, another night without a big winner. So that pushes Tuesday's jackpot to an estimated $1.1 billion. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Attacks continue in Ukraine after the country and its allies reject Russia's Orthodox Christmas ceasefire.
Fighting continued in Ukraine despite Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering a 36-hour ceasefire starting midday Friday for Orthodox Christmas, observed on January 7th. The Kremlin claiming it would allow troops to attend services.
"We believe this is a cynical ploy."
State Department spokesman Ned Price rejecting the truce Thursday.
"To rest, to refit, to regroup, and ultimately to reattack."
Ukrainian President Zelensky accusing Russia of trying to use Christmas as a cover to stop Ukrainian advances, including on the eastern front line. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The California National Guard says it fired one of its generals. A spokesman said yesterday Brigadier General Jeffrey Mogram will be involuntarily transferred next week to the U.S. Air Force Retired Reserve. That, in military terms, is the same as being fired. The LA Times reports an internal investigation found Mogram engaged in inappropriate conduct, including using military personnel for personal tasks. The Los Angeles Dodgers decide to cut ties with embattled pitcher Trevor Bauer.
The former Cy Young winner was suspended after being accused of sexual assault, and last month an arbitrator reduced that suspension, allowing Bauer to be reinstated immediately. The Dodgers had until Friday to decide if they would add him back to their roster, trade him, or release him. LA will still owe Bauer $22.5 million, and after he clears waivers and his release becomes official, he will be free to sign with any team.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. And U.S. Marshals arrest a man on suspicion of killing New Orleans comedian Brandon Boogie B. Montrell just 2 days before Christmas. Marshals arrested 20-year-old Jabril Cowart in Houston. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.